Oh, yeah. Vitam Ivas, and welcome to Czech Melody Time. How is everybody out there? Dennis Swatek here again, your host, to bring you another great hour and a half or so of great Czech polka music, our little internet polka thing here we do every month or so, getting a little more infrequent lately, everything picking up, so apologize for that, but just the sign of the time. Summer's coming on and things are just getting a little busier, so going to have to probably strip these down to once every 2 months or so, but won't be long before the next one's up, so hope you enjoy this one and stick around for the next one. Like I said, welcome everybody, thank you for stopping by. We have another just fantastic show lineup for you, I hope. Hope you think it's fantastic. I think it's going to be a great one. Starting things off there with the Harold Strand Orchestra out of Waco, a brand new CD that I borrowed from Thomas that these guys put out. Apparently been around for a while. Heard the name, but had never actually heard them before. And that's some nice stuff. Very reminiscent of Harry Zarnik, some of those other big bands. Very, very nice stuff there. The White Horse Polka. And like I said, a brand new CD. So if you like what you heard and you're interested in getting that, let me know. I can hook you up with how to get a hold of Harold. Like I said, an excellent CD. Very, very, very good. Well, here it is, May, and back for another show, and got a very special treat for you this month. Going to start our album feature back up again. Kind of took a break for the past couple of months. Thomas did a show, and then I did one, and now we're back again for our album monthly album feature. Feature a complete album by some of the greats of Texas Czech history, and this is truly one you want to keep. If you can download the MP3 files or check out the homepage, I have a lot of new surprises up for you, and we'll talk about those later, but this is something you want to keep. Definitely get some way to get it, get hold of it, and keep it. This is an album I'd never even heard of before until a few months ago. Didn't even know it existed. A lot of people I've talked to had never even heard of it. Originally, this recording that I'm going to play for you is from an 8-track dubbed onto a cassette that was dubbed onto another cassette for me. It's kind of a third-generation bootleg type thing. And it's a concert. Basically, it's called The Big Three. And a little history. Back in June of 1970, I think it was June, I'm not positive, somewhere in 1970 down in East Bernard, there was a big battle dance, may have been for the Kolachi, you know, Klobasi Kolachi Festival, I'm not sure, but Leroy Matoka, Joe Patek Orchestra, and the Brazos were all there, and they all got together. And for what they called the Big Three bands at the time, and still are, you know, even today, even though only one of them is still going, they're still pretty much considered the Big Three. And anyway, they got together and just did a big jam session. Like, if you ever been to a battle dance, a lot of bands do that. We used to do it all the time. You know, one band will play, then another band plays, and finally towards the end, right before the last set of the last band, everybody just gets up on stage and just plays together, just has a big jam session, has a good old time. And apparently they'd done this back in 1970 in East Bernard, and Leroy recorded it and started playing it on his radio show and got a lot of good response. So that kind of became known as the Big Three. And then I guess I'm taking a wild stab. I'm thinking this is about 1974, so I have no clue when this was recorded. But they played in Shiner, the same three bands, big battle dance, and again it was the Big Three. And this time the Vrazels, where was I, sorry, my son just walked in here for a second. Anyway, the Vrazels recorded this one and put it out on an 8-track. I don't know if it was also released on cassette or LP, I have no clue. Like I said, this comes from an 8-track, and it's just super rare. Like I said, you know, I'd never heard of it, a lot of people never heard of it, just got by surprise. Mike Konvichka, who writes for the Wharton Spectator Journal down in Wharton, where I was born, happened to email me and said, hey, I was looking for some music from me. He said, hey, I got this Big Three tape here from Alfred's daughter. I said, what are you talking about, Big Three? You know, and he told me what it was. I said, you got to get me a copy. You've got to get me a copy of this, because it sounds like a gold mine. And sure enough, it is. I mean, this is, it's just fantastic. So this is a true lost treasure here. Like I said, if you want to download the MP3 files, or I can make you, you know, check out the new CD listing to find out how to actually get a CD copy of this show. Like I said, we'll talk more about that at the end. But you want to keep this one. This is a true, just, you know, for historical purposes, nothing else. It's a great album, and it's a great chance to look at these three bands back in the 70s when all of them were, you know, at the height, and to kind of get a feel for what these dances were like back then. And it's just a lot of fun to listen to. There's only six songs on this album. It only runs about 37 minutes. I copied it onto a CD. It's not that long, but like I said, just for the historical reference, it's worth having. And, you know, you get to hear all the different bands play. You get to hear them introduce all the members. You get to hear Joe Patek speak, which I've never done. You know, I never heard, you know, Uncle Joe actually talk. So it's fun. They have a good time. They have fun with themselves. Nobody takes it too seriously. So it's just, like I said, it's just a joy to listen to, and I hope you're going to enjoy it as much as I did. So let's go ahead and get on into it. Like I said, this is, I just call it the Big Three Live in Shiner, you know, for want of a better title. So we're going to roll right into it. I'm just going to play it nonstop. Like I said, it's only about 37 minutes or so, but I think you'll enjoy it. So from Shiner, Texas, from the mid-1970s, here's the Leroy Motoka Orchestra, the Joe Patek Orchestra, and the Brazos Polka Band, the Big Three. Live in Shiner.
All right, looks like we all around here running ahead of schedule. That's good. Nothing like running ahead of schedule. Ladies and gentlemen, on behalf of all the guys in the band, the Patek band, Motoka band, and our band, we'd like to say that it's a pleasure being here in Shiner this afternoon and this evening and provide the music for you. And every time we get together, all these three bands, we kind of all get together and give you kind of what we call a grand finale concert, you might call it, Shiner style today. And these three bands are known as the Big Three, and they're the original Big Three. Started back in East Bernard, Texas, all in 1966. So we hope you enjoy it. We'll entertain you for about 30 minutes. And if you do enjoy it, let us hear from you. And the more we hear from you, more of these boys going to play, I guarantee that. So we'll get it going, and we're going to feature the Pateks on this first number. These Melkos Jenny Shiner, the Shiner song, will feature Joe Patek and Daniel Mollick on the vocals. So, guys, if you're ready, the key of A flat. Everybody ready? Shiner song, polka time. One, two. Thank you. Thank you very much. Dog, that sounds good if I may say so myself, you know?
All right, Lord, well. Woo!
Boy, I think better. There you go. Who's that? Thank
you. No bubbles.
Need some bubbles. Anybody got some bubbles? That's all we need, bubbles. We got beer. We can make bubbles a full mile of air. Dog, that's all right. All right, we'll go on. Waltz time is next. Here's a waltz. And caught on very fine. It's a very beautiful waltz, Czech waltz. We hope you enjoy it. Leroy has it recorded, I think, on a single or LP, I'm not sure. Boom. You can't beat that if you got both. All right. Looking for my sweetheart, Hledám Golanečku. You would call it in Czech in the key of about F. Waltz time, everybody. Ready? Waltz. 1, 2, 3.
We'll be right back.
Thank you very much, ladies and gentlemen. That's one entitled Looking for My Sweetheart. How do you like it up to now? Well, that's good. That makes us feel real good. I tell you what we'll do now, along about this time. I guess we're going to let you guys introduce some of us here in this band, all the band. And we'll call on the pride and joy of Shiner. Mr. Joe, would you like to introduce the guys in the band?
Okay, I'm not too much on talking, but I'm a very good figure. I can figure pretty good. Okay, we'll start with the oldest member, Mr. Charlie Paddock, the bass player. Charlie Paddock. In the back row, Charlie Bite. Then Leonard Donahue-Leg, trumpet. Henry Brush, trumpet. He's the only one that don't come from Shiner. He comes from Novgorod. I believe the population is 6, if I don't know. And Robert Werner, guitar. And Daniel Molly, saxophone. Let's give him a hand. He's taking care of the chickens, you know. So, you know, eggs about $1 a dozen now. You all better get into that business. I'm in the meat business, but I'm sure going broke fast. I can't see. And so that leaves me all by myself, Joe Body.
Thank you very much, Joe. All right, we'll proceed on. Here's Polka Time. Hope you enjoy it. One entitled Neverland will feature Leroy, Matoka, and Jimmy Fucci. On the vocals, so everybody in a gear of about F. Then I. Everybody ready? Polka Time. Polka Time, Neverland. 1, 2. you, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you very much. Leroy, how about introducing the guys in your band?
Okay, the guys in our band. Next to me over here will be taking the one and only Jimmy Fuchik from Utah. Thank you. And we have one of Hugh Smiley when he sleeps. We call him Smiley Shemak from Hallettsville. Mickey Boy, Hallettsville. Our new bass man from LaGrange, Dennis Reza from LaGrange. Dennis Reza. At the steel over here, low and lonely, Brother Bailey Mamas from Brenham, Texas. Our trumpet man from Oldenburg, Rudersville, we call him Piney. He's better known as Wayne Andrews from LaGrange, Texas. That's fine. You don't know who I am, you got bad news coming. I'm Lee Womadoopa. Lee Womadoopa out here in St. Bill. Okay, for the Wall Stern, one I have recorded in 1970 in East Bernard with the same three groups. I've been playing it. The more I play it, the more they want to hear it. We're going to do it again tonight. It's called All Smiles Tonight. Dr. Warner, Daniel Mardek singing the key of bass flat. Wall Stern. 1, 2, 3.
out and you're sick.
Alfred,
find out who you have with the Braswells tonight.
All right, thank you, Leroy. I've introduced the manager of the band, the businessman, like Joe said. He's good on figures. He contracted our mace for 2.5 and 4.5 now.
Yeah!
But anyway, that's on Rajo. On the podium. Yeah, playing saxophone, lead guitar. From Granger, Texas, man who's been with us for a long time, since the upper 50s, George Dermishka. How about that? Then back on the stage, his son Patrick, playing a fine lead and rhythm guitar. Let's give him a hand. Thank you so much, Granger. Back on the bass, from Austin, Texas, our capital city, he watches Dolph Frisco down there very close. Daniel Dubas from Austin on the bass. And back on the drums, old Fuzzy himself, Elvin Matu. He's from Austin. He grew some posters since we've seen him last time. He's helping us out tonight, doing a real good job. And let's see. That's his eyes. That leaves only me, Alfred Raja from Buckholz, and Irish Bill Bay.
Called the Little Goose Polka. Coming out of Shoot 7, Polka Time, key of half accordion, Little Goose, 1, 2. We'll be right back. called the Orphan or Yashlem Steeltech. The Orphan Waltz. And if you have a nice flat for the accordion. Y'all ready for the Orphan? There we go. 1, 2, 3.
Thank you.
right, there you have it. The Big Three, live in China, circa 1974 or so. Like I said, that's just my gut feeling. Maybe a little later, but I have a feeling that was probably around 74 or so. Well, I hope you enjoyed it. Like I said, it was different. Definitely, something very rare and historical, a very good document of what was going on at the time. And I got a big kick out of it. It was a lot of fun to listen to. I hope you enjoyed it. And definitely something worth seeking out, you know. Definitely something you're not going to find just about anywhere. So very rare stuff indeed. Well, that's the album feature for this month. We're going to get back into just regular music now, and I've just got a whole big, huge just mishmash of stuff again that I just kind of threw together. Borrowed a whole bunch of stuff from Thomas yesterday. Just went over to his house and grabbed a bunch of things. So some stuff you probably heard before, not in a long time. If you remember the show Thomas did, boy, probably a year and a half or so ago on the 45 special, the Sarge 45s and other things like that. I'm going to feature some of those that I borrowed from him and just a bunch of different things. Like I said, just kind of thrown together a bunch of stuff that's kind of new to me and hopefully new to you or something you haven't heard in a long time, so hopefully it'll bring back some good memories. So let's kick it off here. We're going to start things off with Granger Polka Boys, who I helped out a few weeks ago and actually going to play with them again this Saturday, March 4th or whenever that is, playing a private anniversary, so I'm going to go help those guys out. So here's something from their last CD, which is called, Yesterday, One More Time with the Granger Polka Boys. Here's a pretty, very pretty waltz, one called Wilted Rose.
Něco muzikantom daj. Mějš taky zahráli, nic to ze mě nevzali, protože mě kapelník má rád. Mějš taky zahráli, nic to ze mě nevzali, protože mě kapelník má rád. Tuhle polku hraj, musí něco muzikantom daj. Mějš taky zahráli, nic to ze mě nevzali, protože mě kapelník má rád. Mějš taky zahráli, nic to ze mě nevzali, protože mě kapelník má rád. Pravda je!